the Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. As the NFL's free agency period draws nearer, a number of Patriots are in position to test the open market. On Thursday at the NFL Combine, we discussed them with two of ESPN's NFL insiders.
How do you handicap the class of free agents that are out there in the NFL and where these Patriots might fit in New England's plans as well as, you know, the visions of other teams?
Just say this, that there are never a high number of great players available in free agency. And I think a player like Dont'a Hightower, Martellus Bennett, they've made plays.
Yeah.
And so I think there are going to be people who are prepared to pay them. Now, I think New England's going to want the players back, but I also think New England's going to have its price and it's going to say, this is what we have deemed this player is worth to us, and we'll find out whether or not that's enough to keep that player here.
Yeah, I see it the same way. And I would sit there and look at the only thing that gets you a little bit nervous is you've got, obviously, Jason Light, who was part of the organization a long time ago, Bob Quinn, who's now in Detroit. You've got, you know, little outliers that have disappeared or left the organization, you know, Bill O'Brien, obviously, down in Houston, that know some of these guys a little bit more than most of us would. And so that always makes it a little more interesting for agency because they really know the player. And they know what he's been in that system, and it might be something they want to bring from that championship team into their organization. So I think that can push the number up. And look, we've seen with Eric Berry resetting the market, Antonio Brown resetting the market, Hightower could reset the market. I mean, he could, because I think a lot of people probably look at him and say, that's the type of leader and that's the kind of winner I want on my football team.
I think the amazing thing about Hightower is you could argue that outside of Tom Brady, he may have been the most instrumental player in the Patriots' past two Super Bowl wins because he makes the tackle.
Yeah, in both games.
The tackle on Marshall Lynch one play before Malcolm Butler picks up the pass. So without his tackle, Butler never makes that play. And in this game, makes the play against Matt Ryan, the strip sack, the ear hole play that causes the fumble. That, in my mind, was the key play in that game that turned around the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Adam, Mark, enjoy your work on ESPN. Appreciate your time today.
You bet. Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.